free speech. It's more important than your feelings. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hi there. I know. Different intro. Had a little glitch today, but I'm working on it. We're working on it. In the back rooms, we're working on it. So, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Wednesday means you're halfway through your week. That's positive. On a show like today, I need some positive stuff, too. Well, we don't have a lot of that today. I'm so sorry. I wish we did, actually. Sometimes that has its place, but there's just so much to go over and be aware of that I would rather be aware. And that's why Susan joins me. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
So glad Susan joins me. And a big thank you to Melissa, too. It's a tough subject to cover.
Slogging through that.
I know. And there's so much more we didn't even get into. The sex cult, Nixon, the arrests and
with the Bronfman, Seagram, Arises,
and their connections
to
with
Keith
the people
Renier
we were talking about,
and
yeah,
Hollywood, and that's another trafficking.
There's just a lot of when I see Hillary Clinton, quite honestly, being so protected and not facing anything. I think the people that she could out and the names would so floor us as a country. I don't know what would happen. I think people wouldn't be able to handle it. They couldn't handle Trump being president. Are you kidding me? They would not be able to handle, I think, all that's involved at the deepest levels of trafficking, to be honest. There's just too much there. And I'll probably need to do a whole show tying the Clintons in and all the deaths that have surrounded them since the beginning. But there's just a lot. There's a lot there. This isn't just a shot in the dark. It's not a dart in the dark. There's so much that tie in the Clinton Foundation. And what a better cover than to be all about global trafficking and your hands dipped in every global trafficking on the boards and everything else. The 10 Island Challenge, which is all the islands where they have one of the biggest problems of child trafficking to hide out, that you would be putting yourself over the very groups that are the watchdogs for that. I mean, if you were doing harm, wouldn't that just be perfect?
Right.
Perfect cover.
You would go to the front of the line and say, yeah, I'll be part of this. Mm-hmm. And I'll do it my way.
Right.
We should have played my way.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about the border. Let's talk about kids on the border, too.
Okay. So what the feds are saying now is that children who are coming across the border, almost a third of them are not with the right people. Those aren't their family members.
Right, right.
And even because the children 30%. And families can only be held for 20 days, so the traffickers have figured out, well, we'll just attach kids to some of these families, and before they can prove that they're not really with the family, we'll get the families out of detention, and then we'll just recycle those kids.
What does that
children,
mean, recycle?
That means the kid goes back across the border by himself, hooks up with another group, and then they're processed as a family for the second time, and then the child is recycled after that.
And a family that's not his.
It's not his. Mm-hmm. And so they just keep getting recycled. And so that is part
of
this.
And used.
Used. Mm-hmm. Oh, as a total pawn.
You know,
just stick a kid to you.
If there was one reason that I'd like to see a lot of people be encouraging of the border that aren't.
Yes.
Whether it be strict libertarian or whether it be progressive leftist. Is that this is going on, and
right.
that you would think people would want to protect the kids from being used in the scenario, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah.
Politics reign, and that's what's so sad to me is really looking at some of these issues that don't speak to the libertarian mindset of, you know, what? We all love each other, and they just want to come over, and there's no boundaries, and there's no lines, and it's okay, and we can share our country. To the leftist progressives, you know, basically, what problem? We don't have a problem. There's no problem.
Yeah. Oblivious.
Why aren't more people speaking up about the actual problems that we're having? So
yeah,
there's that.
I do think people are just enmeshed in their own financial interest. So the Koch brothers have now hooked up with the Democrats. They said, we're not going to support this closed border thing. We want open border amnesty, workers for cheap wages.
Right.
And so we're going to start supporting Democrats. And so if you remember how hysterical over the past decades the Democrats have been about the Koch brothers at COCH. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're going to be giving money happily to the Democrats. Are the Democrats going to take the money? Of course they are. And so now we can see how everybody's cards are on the table. Oh, look who's gosh. For what. And that's why Trump came out in a tweet and he actually said, you know, I'm actually thinking of withdrawing from the Chamber of Commerce because the Chamber of Commerce is fighting me every mm-hmm. inch of the way on this. And right. that's because they want the cheap labor. So wages are going up. And we have the lowest unemployment in 50 years. But those wages for lower wage people are going up because of the lesser mm-hmm. supply of workers. So if you flood the country right. with more workers, those wages are going to be depressed. So that's why Cesar Chavez, who was the big farm worker organizer, mm-hmm. I read a thing mm-hmm. where it said he stood at the border and would like hit people with baseball bats to try to keep them back from coming across into the border and driving down the wages of the farm workers. Mm-hmm. He completely understood. And the Democrats right. used to understand. But now they've hooked up with a different team. So that's what this is all about and why this is all. And so speaking of the border, we mm-hmm. had a quite a revelation in England when Trump was over there and May has said that she is stepping down. Well, lo and behold, the press was now allowed to know that back in 2015, the people in England discovered a secret British bomb factory, but the case was kept hidden from the public. And the explosives that they were harboring was so massive, it was more than the size that took down the Oklahoma City federal building.
Interesting.
And so they kept it hidden mm-hmm. because Hezbollah was behind it. It was Hezbollah. Now, who is Hezbollah attached to? Iran. Mm-hmm. The UK was in favor of the Iran deal.
At the time, yeah.
And because they have all sorts of business and things with Iran. But this connects to our border because back in 2017, Politico mm-hmm. wrote a report, The Secret Backstory of How Obama Let Hezbollah Off the Hook. And it was in 2008 that the DEA started saying that Hezbollah was trafficking things back and forth across weapons trafficking and everything across our border. Mm-hmm. And
I'm surprised Politico is usually so leftist. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
an outing.
Maybe they just don't want terrorists on our border.
Yeah.
The Obama administration just kept throwing shade at it and saying, we're just not going to look into this. We don't want to know about this. We don't, because it would have mm-hmm. implicated Iran.
Right.
And they were obviously
at the time
promoting this.
Benefiting
yes.
from a deal.
Yeah. So that's what's coming across our border. Our border is like a big sieve and people right. are letting through what they want through.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of political people on the chessboard who are saying, we want this border open. In fact, did you see the guy who funded his own border, mm-hmm. his own border section?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, now the one section of our government, and it's like the borders and environmental, mm-hmm. they're demanding that the gate be kept open on that section of wall. And so now they have said, no, this
Why
gate.
Why have a fence? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So clearly there's right. forces at work. It's like a riptide. You think you're swimming one way and the riptide takes you out. It's like, how did we get here? This is how we got here. All these undercurrents of Jeez. All these people. So it's fascinating that we are not being told about. Can you imagine being a British citizen and finding out later, oh, there was this massive bomb storage.
Underfoot.
Yeah. Right in London. And mm-hmm. We weren't told about it. And it would have embarrassed.
I think we have a lot more like that going on in the U.S. than we care to even realize.
Yeah.
I look at all the underground stuff that we've done over here and how much of it's remained secret. We got a whole world down there that we know nothing about.
Absolutely.
And they're allowed to do it. Why? All you have to do is say national security and you get zipped lips and zipped documents and you don't get to know what's going on. But they've been doing quite a bit. They've been quite busy.
They've been very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, just as the Obama administration was leaving, mm-hmm. they deleted hundreds and hundreds of speeches related to ICE and the border. And mm-hmm. it's like they just wanted to shut down all the information
right.
that had been going on there. And then the other thing we're finding out that's so fascinating is more on this whole dossier and how it links. So London is really implicated. The UK mm-hmm. is really implicated in what was going on with Trump and how they got all this information. Mm-hmm. It turns out that Obama had his own intelligence network. He created his own intelligence network. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that is uncool is that we have 17 intelligence networks, right?
Right.
But he needed a type of intelligence which was fake and made up. Mm-hmm. And so he was trafficking this. And it wasn't just about Trump. It was about lots of political opponents right. and lots of campaigns, plural. So the manufacturer of the Steele dossier has agreed to testify. He's going to mm-hmm. tell what he knows, but he's made a statement and said, I'm only going to talk about the Trump dossier. Mm-hmm. Oh, what other dossiers are there? Hello, are we? And so his information mm-hmm. came from Russians and his... Which leads to Carter Page. And Carter Page went on Maria Bartiromo
uh-huh.
and, you know, the money honey who used to be mm-hmm. on MSNBC, I think. And mm-hmm. He said to her, well, you know, I had been approached by Russians and decades ago, and I've always just turned my information over to the CIA. And we had a relationship going back decades where I would do that for them. And mm-hmm. And she goes, for decades, you've been dealing with the CIA and giving them information.
You're an asset.
From the Russians for decades. She was like shocked. He goes, oh, yeah, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, everything changes. And he was a witness in a big FBI case
yeah.
dealing with a Russian. But he was on the American side. So Mueller knew about him.
Oh, sure.
He was witness for an FBI case when Mueller was FBI director.
Right.
But yet here he is being so-called targeted. Uh-huh. Well, it wasn't. It was just to get a FISA, just to
right.
hop.
And how many more like that?
How
many more big names in this case? And if you think about it, just dialing it down one more time on the show like we've been doing since the very beginning, Kay Bono, who benefited? If there was Russia collusion, who benefited? Well, Russia would have, right? Can anyone prove how Russia benefited from the so-called collusion? It's been years now. Not one trace of actual benefit has ever been revealed, assigned, shown, nothing. That's why when we say on the show, oh my gosh, I cannot even believe that we are still here talking about this, it's because there was never even any benefit shown of the so-called collusion.
Right.
And here we are, still entrenched
never made
in, this,
sense.
In yep. this front page theater, political theater circus. Be right back. More with Susan on the way back. Kate Daly Show.
I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh.
To get at least past the second ooh. I mean, come on. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here.
Wow.
Where do we pick this up? Well, there's a few things. I have Susan Reeve with me as well. Hello. Welcome back. And here they are. Here's a couple of things. Chicago, what are you guys doing? Illinois, I know you're listening. I know you're listening live right now. They established abortion as a fundamental right. Vermont governor signed that they could abort babies clear up until birth, till the actual birth. It's awful what's going on out there. And I'm just, you know, there's a couple of topics that make me sick, and that would be one of them, and the other one was the child trafficking. Both as a mom, as a woman, as a person, as a Christian, as a everything else, it just makes me ill to think that that's where we've gone. But you know what, though? They're having to pay people $10,000 just to even get them to move to their state. Their state suffers financially. They're going to suffer more with these kinds of laws. And that was a Republican governor, by the way, in Vermont.
That's tragic.
That's a huge...
Yeah, that's tragic.
Big, huge problem right there. We'll be talking just a little bit about the trade war and also deleting Nazi history off YouTube. YouTube is quite busy at that because they really, really don't want you to see that. I mean, how do you compare and contrast where we're at right now with Nazi Germany if you can't find anything on Nazi Germany, right? Not that YouTube holds all the cards by any means. We certainly can educate our children and grandchildren on this. But at the same time, what is happening and where does that end? It won't end. We're back to book burning, and this is what's been going on for quite a while. And even Trump has been actually tweeting about it. What a shame this is. Flynn is also in the news because Sidney Powell, who we've had on the show, yes. I interviewed Sidney Powell, is now helping him, right?
Yes. She's a former federal prosecutor. And if you happen to go on YouTube and see any interviews with Sidney Powell, she's so great. Impressive. Mm-hmm. Very, very impressive. Knows her stuff. Well, now former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has hired her, and she has previously urged him to withdraw his guilty plea. Mm-hmm. So he was charged and then ceremoniously kind of dumped from the Trump team. But it was really more of a setup.
Yeah, they having dinner next to somebody.
Yeah. And then so she said that she wants him to continue to cooperate, which he will. And in fact, he pled guilty to one count of lying to the FBI, but they bounced his arraignment for sentencing, mm-hmm. his sentencing arraignment five times.
Yeah.
So it's come up and they've just kind of bounced it and bounced it. And the judge is like, did you really do this? Are you really? So it's been a big mess. And yeah. So now with a new attorney, everybody's calling for him to withdraw his plea. And as mm-hmm. now as more information is coming forward that these so-called pretend Russian people were spying mm-hmm. turned out to be assets of the UK yeah. yes. and the FBI, and they weren't mm-hmm. really Russian.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying this in any reasonable court,
he was the scapegoat from the beginning.
He totally was.
And I think he's a true patriot. And I'll go as far as to say that I definitely think that. And I think that he actually loves this country. And you know, this has been awful fallout for him. Really.
Very much mm-hmm. so. Very expensive. When the government comes after you, it's extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
His attorney, Sidney Powell, has called the federal government probes of Russian election interference as creeps on a mission, meaning jeez. They mm-hmm. knew there was no Russian interference except on their side.
Right.
But General Flynn had been the director of intelligence under the Obama administration. And when he was put in that position,
mm-hmm.
he actually was interested in doing probes and audits of the mm-hmm. department. So there would be programs that were funded to get more information, and then they would get canceled. And he said, okay, where's the money if mm-hmm. we didn't spend it on what we allocated it for? So he started poking around and mm-hmm. finding some unsavory stuff, and so they got rid of him. They could mm-hmm. not tolerate somebody
yeah.
looking into the depths of the swamp
uh-huh.
who had any intention of cleaning up the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's a big no-no. Do not touch the swamp, right? Be part
of
the swamp.
We've got that memo loud and clear.
Yeah. Yes. So this shows that he is going to fight. So good for him.
Okay.
Yeah
good for him.
Yeah.
And just to let you know what desperation looks like. Desperation and socialism combined, plus throw in their ego and a weird sense of not respecting boundaries. You have Joe Biden, and Joe Biden basically promised to cure cancer in Iowa. Yes, he did. He went there. I think he should have actually promised free snacks from the vending machine. And also a whole week off at school. But he actually went as far as to say this. I've worked so hard in my career that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see single most important thing that changes America. We're going to cure cancer. That's how desperate they're getting. That's a pretty, pretty big source of desperation.
I want to see a guarantee on that. Here's
Biden. Don't look at China. Don't look at the money coming from China. Don't look at the control of China with me in office. Don't look at any of that. Don't look at all the things I did while I was in office. Don't look at my 30-year career history and don't blame me for where we're at. No, blame Trump and I'm going to cure cancer.
Yeah.
He sounds wonderful.
That's a platform.
Yes. I feel sad for all the people he's fondled without their consent. And I think he is a huge nightmare mess, mess. And you know what? Good. Keep him talking. Let him cure everything. And then, of course, at the end, wave like a prom queen and say world peace. Because you know what? He's doing it to himself. a lot of these people do it to themselves. And one thing I have to give credit to Trump, he actually knows how to let people sort of hang out and hang themselves,
yes,
right?
Right?
He's really good at that. And so you got to give him credit for that. And he just lets Joe keep talking. Trump doesn't even have to say anything about Joe.
No.
Nope. He's just 10 yeah. times awful. So
yeah. Even David Axelrod, who mm-hmm. is Obama's kind of guru,
right.
said Joe is having a hard mm-hmm. time. He's just not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they see the writing on the wall.
Yeah, well, let's hope.
Oh,
and he's the best they've got, by the way. Chick-fil-A. I want to talk about Chick-fil-A for a minute because this has been in the news. Chick-fil-A and lemonade stands have been in the news, too.
Right. Well, the governor of Texas, who I'm very impressed with, Governor Abbott, who happens to be in a wheelchair. It hasn't really stopped him from being one of the most effective Texas governors ever.
Mm-hmm.
He signed the Save Chick-fil-A bill into law on Monday. The legislation stops attempts to interfere with Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the owners support traditional marriage. In other words, you're not going to go and just harass them, mm-hmm. try to keep them out of places. You are going to respect them as a business and not discriminate them on that basis. And it's just so that the owner, his last name is Kathy, and he had supported traditional marriage. He had donated to mm-hmm. traditional marriage when there was a big fight about it, and they just came after him and said he's anti-gay. And he's like, I'm not anti-gay.
Right.
I've supported gays. I love gays. I love them as customers. I just prefer traditional marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, I think the time of truth and principles are captured and codified in God's word, and I'm just personally committed to that. I know mm-hmm. others feel very differently from that, and I respect their opinion, and I hope they would be respectful of mine. So, you know, the waves of protests, kiss-ins at the Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. stores, it just never stops. And they're trying to keep them out of airports. So Texas stepped up and mm-hmm. said, we're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so I just think it's,
yeah.
He said, in fact, Abbott said, so what are the odds I'll sign the Chick-fil-A bill? I'll let you know after dinner.
And lemonade stands, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Abbott, he's just on fire. So in the past, you've had little municipalities and little homeowner associations and things coming up to kids and just saying, you can't have a lemonade stand.
Yeah, because that's our biggest fish to fry in America.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
Lemonade stand that teaches them capitalism. Yeah.
Let's just
that.
Crack
Let's demonize
down
it.
On,
sure.
those, on those criminals. Abbott signed what he called a common sense law,
mm-hmm.
and he celebrated it with a tall glass of lemonade and saying, cheers. See, he's just such a great guy.
Yeah.
But it was introduced by, the bill was introduced by State Representative Matt Krause, a Fort Worth Republican who actually had this problem mm-hmm. with his daughters. And he
right.
was like, this is ridiculous. So now throughout Texas, police cannot harass kids for having lemonade stands, and they can't be closed down. And so now
Good.
It's just freedom. It's
and honestly, the fact that he
right.
hadn't even had to do that.
Yeah.
Just wow. that people are so interested in making sure somebody else, you know, all of us get the lemonade and throw it to the side out the window. Don't you? I do. But I buy it because I want to encourage capitalism with the youth. I want them to work hard and learn about working for their money. And yeah, it was probably some grimy little second grader's hand stirring it with, you know, with a hand and not a spoon. Who knows? There might be some grass in it, some dirt.
But dirt is good.
We're not exactly drinking it.
Right.
But you know what, though? It doesn't matter. It wasn't the point. And these people are just Nazi-esque about stuff. That they need hobbies is what they need.
Yeah.
They need a good old hobby.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know, a yoga class, undo their whiteness. I don't know. I don't know what they need, but there was that the other day. They need something. And maybe we can cure them of their ills on tattletelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or demanding these
they
kids
to tell.
Get peddler's permit. They wanted
Jeez
these little
Louise.
Kids to go get peddler's permits. And,
just
you know,
be glad they're doing it.
Just
be glad
back
they're
off.
Doing it. Yes.
Haters, back off.
I know. Get a hobby. Quit looking over your neighbor's fence, number one, and calling the police over every little thing that you find offensive. And then stop calling police on little kids. Even if they toilet paper, you'll get over it. Clean it up. Laugh. Have a laugh. It's great. It was great fun when we were kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Now it's a criminal offense, so whatever. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Also, going out of this break, in the next segment, I do want to talk about, are we having a trade war economically? No, but I think we're putting the push on tariffs for good reason, though, and I do think there's some wisdom in that. Also, there's a couple other things, too. One, John Bolton, is he on his way out? We had John Kariakou on the show. He's ex-CIA, right? CIA. We had him on the show a couple of times, I believe, talking about his case ending up in prison. Anyway, he came out and was talking about Bolton being fired soon, which, by the way, would be great news. In fact, you know who was actually one of the names rumored? Maybe, possibly, was my guest Friday, was Colonel McGregor.
Wow.
He was rumored for that position.
Amazing.
That would be interesting. Yes.
That, so that podcast is still available. And yes. I was so impressed with him. That was Friday.
That was good. Yeah. That was good. And so there's that. Well, I'll talk about that a little bit when I come back. There was just so much in the news that seemed... And on the videos, on the YouTube videos, boy, oh boy, are we in trouble. You know, we already have our history books scourged of truth. When we have entities that draw a lot of attention like YouTube, that get a crowd like YouTube, what a great way to also inform and use that catalyst. But we're going to have to think of things and ways to communicate with each other that aren't going to be on government-owned produced outlets. Number one, public education, produced outlet of the government. Number two, what else do we have? Oh, yes, we have YouTube, we have Google, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, all derived from dollars coming from InQtel. Government produced, government managed. They're the ones doing it. So be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. Go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts, recordings of the show, and you can listen straight from the website, katedalyradio.com. There's information on co-hosts and information on the show itself, all kinds of things there. So make sure. There's so many different hours of the show that you can get. They're each about, 40 minutes now without commercials, and so it really is. It's great to listen to and get educated on. Lots of great guests that we're able to do over 400 a year, which is amazing. And grateful for that, by the way. I have Susan with me, and we were just talking. First of all, I want to talk about this first. We have four GOP senators that are blocking the Saudis' arms deal, which is a good thing. I'm glad Rand Paul, Mike Lee, it is Lindsey, who I don't trust as far as I can throw, who might be in on, I'll go over that in just a second. Lindsey and who was the other one? Who was the other one involved? Let's see here. There's four. And of the senators, you've got Rand Paul, Patrick Leahy, Todd Young, Jack Reed, Chris Murphy. Mike Lee announced that he'll co-sponsor the 22 separate joint resolutions of disapproval on the arms deal. And he's joined by Republican senators Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, and Todd Young. Lindsey Graham, to me, sort of always represents the, gee, did they put him in to derail the derail? Because... I don't trust him. He's always been on the wrong side of politics. He's always been on the wrong side of his ideology. And so he's never represented what was a conservative or even close to a constitutional conservative, but he keeps showing up. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how Newt Gingrich was put in to derail the Tea Party movement. Same thing, used in that way, where everybody thought, oh, great, you know, we have all these new people, new faces. No. Anyway. So the arming of Saudi Arabia, as they say that they have to defend themselves against the Islamic Republic of Iran. My question on that, because we've been here so many times, is, and even understanding that this situation could be what they say it is, what is Iran doing to cause people to defend themselves in the need of those arms? That's always my question, because it seems like the media, they like to say that. They like to insinuate that there's a reason, but they don't ever say exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, certain countries will go, we're not doing anything.
Right.
So I don't know that they actually are.
But we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
There was missing information.
Yeah.
And they're in Yemen, which is down by Saudi Arabia, and they're fighting. So
who knows?
Yeah.
It's just that's even more the reason why we have to have a more keen eye and understand what we've done and what we've been, where we've been in the past, and the way we carry things out, which first go the arms, right?
Yeah.
And to help the people defending themselves, it always works that way. That's why I'm always skeptical of just saying this is how it is over there right now. You know,
that's true. That is true.
I think different points of
view. What's interesting about Trump that's so different is that he has pulled back from Syria. He has pulled back from Afghanistan.
So
he's pulled back. And so
Iran?
Now he's saying this is important to arm the Saudis. And you remember when he went over there and they gave him the big feast and all the ceremonies, and he probably promised them that in the future this would be happening.
Mm-hmm.
So while Lindsey Graham, who is a former military member, is on the opposite side, when he has been cozying up to Trump, like some other dynamic is going on. And I
think getting in bed with the Saudis at all.
Yes. Well, and how long have we been in bed with them?
A long time.
Yes. The Bushes.
So
the Clintons.
I would probably be with Rand Paul on this.
Yeah.
And Mike Lee, that I would say, you know, I have a problem with this just because it's played out so many times.
Right.
How do you?
Same game.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, how do you argue that?
Right.
We have decades of proof behind us that this is exactly what happens leading up to taking a country. And that's, they always claim that we're being assaulted in some way, somehow, or an ally is. And so the arms have to go to those. And I'm just being so straight up on this. Do I want to go live in Iran? No. Oh, heavens no. No, thank you. But I also want to see what our government's doing and why. And Bolton is... Man, he wants Iran, and he's wanted it bad, and so does Pompeo. So right there, them wanting it so bad should tell us volumes.
The pressure.
They are one of the few that don't go along with the banking cabal, and so there's a lot of reason then to march in there. And when we took Iraq, it was so we could be positioned location-wise to take Iran.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we have such a hard time with that, and why we so quickly assume or believe the media when the media reports, or the government through the media gives us a report. I think in foreign news we better be even more skeptical.
Right.
So.
When they're trying to stampede the horses.
So.
And one of the Republicans involved said some of these sales will not be ready for a year, for delivery for a year. But they're saying this is an imminent issue, that they need the sales now.
And so tell us why again. What can we see that's going on there that would need that? It's the ramping up.
It is. It is.
If you don't have an actual ramping up, you got to create it.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't want to see happen.
Yeah, and another Republican, Ted Yoho from Florida, said that some of these weapons that they have been giving them have been transferred to groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Iran in the UAE.
Right.
So, the weapons aren't even going where they're supposed to go, or staying where they...
They never do.
Yeah. Yeah, how does that happen?
They never do.
Why?
But it creates a great storyline that never seems to change,
yes.
And we're not getting any wiser on it. So I think that we just need to keep, people just need to keep pointing it out, even though that isn't the favorable, low-hanging fruit for everybody to cheer.
Right.
Because, obviously, Iran's been in the headlines a lot over the last 5-6 decades. But that still doesn't give us a reason to do this. And legitimate reason.
Yeah.
And I not only that, but we shouldn't be the policer of the world either. If you want to comment on this, you can call up 888-673-1450. I'll take your call. 888-673-1450. You can call live right now. It's I really question where Trump's at on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Chris Murphy from Connecticut, he's a Democrat, but he said Congress needs to change how we do business with Saudi Arabia. The process we're setting in motion will allow Congress to weigh in. He's saying going forward, let's be able to weigh in on the totality of our security relationship with Saudi Arabia, and not just arms sales,
right.
Like not just pressure the sales over and over. So I think that's good.
Yeah.
I know Trump must be frustrated, but he said they're just going to bypass that. He's just going to it and bypass it. And
when the war hawks want war this badly, something's up.
And he's just going to call it an emergency and then bypass it.
Ouch.
And so
that's a huge, big problem.
It really is. But you know that there's people cheering that and who are, weapons manufacturers, Eisenhower. All the people who talked about the military-industrial complex.
I know.
And so Trump, he is in the swamp. He's fighting the swamp.
But he's also surrounded by people giving him advice that there. And
yes.
I don't know. There's relationships there. There's relationships there in that region. And Trump is a part of that. And so we have to look at that with a really keen eye, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pummeled today. It's one of those days. It's like, where you just want to shake it off.
It's just keeping on top of stuff.
It is.
And so when there's so much to keep on top of, this is the democracy that, our forefathers
said. The Republic.
Said,
anyway.
Yes, the Republic. The Republic that we have enough information. But in some ways, we only have part of the information and not enough to make decisions. So we're calling it into question.
Mm-hmm.
But you really can't go forward and say, this should not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have representatives who are supposed to be.
And even Colonel McGregor would say, now, wait a minute, because he was like that with Syria, too. Now, wait a minute. What are we doing? And I'm glad that he was questioning it. And when I asked him, how many people feel the same way you do in the military? And he was saying a lot. He said, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
We've been over there. We understand what's really going on. And the American people need to wake up and see what's going on.
And their careers are threatened if they come out and oppose the direction,
Yes.
And so Trump is so in the swamp. This was the other thing that he was bucking. Trump asserted executive privilege Wednesday to keep secret the documents related to adding a citizenship question to the census as a House panel voted on it. So the Democrats are passionate not to have a census
question. Let me get this right. This is all over whether on the census, on the American census in the United States,
USA.
Whether or not you're a citizen?
Yes. And they're freaking out. They don't want that question on there. Although it's on tax forms, they ask you that. And so he just said that he's asserting executive privilege. He's going to keep the documents secret and he's going to go around them.
I hate the way it's always done, but and we have a history of it. But it's just, this is so infuriating that this is the product of their chaos is the fact that not to say that whether you're a citizen or not, filling out America's own census,
the big strategy. But honestly, they will have fewer people admitting to be citizens, and then they will get fewer representatives if there is an honest citizenship question, because they want throngs of people who they can do a head count.
Mm-hmm.
And then that counts towards how many representatives you get in Congress. So it's a big, big deal for them.
Is.
They
it
need
can,
to
it can
yeah.
change.
Absolutely.
Russia can't do as much damage as this could.
No. Right?
Because it really can. It can change that. And it's huge. No wonder they don't.
Well,
no,
and you're not supposed to lie on the census, but you wonder, do people lie on the census?
Of course.
I'm sure they do.
Of course they do.
So
why wouldn't they?
I think they think people will just be intimidated and not even do the census if they can get away with not doing it. So that's the big strategy.
And that's our big fish to fry.
Yeah. Keep the border open. Keep the census question off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big chess game they're playing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
That's
as good as it gets for
them. When you've heard it all.
Yeah. So Trump, good for him, is just saying, it's going on there.
The Italians spied for Obama.
The Italians.
Now, why isn't that public knowledge?
Oh, because they think it's not a big deal. But Obama was using outside intelligence agencies to get information on his political opponents.
That's where that went back to.
Yeah. So two people on his staff have been fired or on the Italian government have been fired for being implicated and caught up in this big scandal. It is the biggest scandal in American history. They weaponized the government against us. That's what Melissa was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When governments are weaponized against the people, that's what the founding fathers were afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what happened. They went around our own government, hired outside people to spy mm-hmm. and filter information. Filtered into the media.
Is it any wonder why Obama just visited?
No. Why he's everywhere.
Why he just made a very huge visit over there. It's just...
Yeah. So they mm-hmm. are, and this is part of the deep state. This mm-hmm. is the deep state apparatus that has its own communication systems outside of legal mm-hmm. communications. These are illegal. What this was going on is illegal.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a private spy network, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's how you got Joseph Mifsud, who was tied to George Papadopoulos and spying mm-hmm. on him. He was from this Italian.
Right.
It's like a mafia. It's like an intelligence mafia.
Yeah, always has been, too. And that's what we don't understand. This
no.
is a mafia. That's why it's so hard to fight.
Yeah.
And there's so many tentacles to it. That's what's so difficult about it. And there's a lot of people with a lot of different ideas that they want to put forth and importance at certain things to them. And so it's I think it's a little more fragmented than it gets credit for as far as different types of priorities, should we say,
yeah.
with all the same main goal, but the same different priorities. And that's why you have some warring groups right now.
Absolutely. And here's another mm-hmm. name you might remember. It says the prime minister has fired two of the country's most powerful intelligence chiefs in a major shakeup. It was directly attributed to their participation with John Brennan and the CIA
Communist.
So now we're back to Brennan, who has his fingers everywhere and in everything.
Of course.
And a pretext for the Russian hoax perpetuated on our country. We've been through this.
Yeah.
You know?
To hide the Hillary collusion. Sweet.
Yes. So
here we are again.
You got the British. Yeah. You got the Italians. Everybody.
I know. But Russia benefited somehow. Don't you love that?
We just
nobody
can't find
can say
it.
How.
Yeah.
How'd they benefit then? Oh, we can't really... We yeah. can't really pinpoint that, but we're sure that they did, and we're sure they colluded to do it, and we're sure Trump's in on it. Okay. You know, Trump, to me right now, we've got our own set of problems with things going on foreign, with the treaty deal here with North America and Mexico. We got enough stuff to talk about that I'm not okay with. This isn't one of them. Russia collusion. What a joke. Such a joke. These people look like jokes, too.
Yeah.
The ones that can't, the vendetta-driven.
The clown circus.
Come on.
Yep.
Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow with Chris Ann Hall and Uncle Milty. Thank you, Susan Reeve.
See
and
you.
A big thank you to Melissa as well. See you back here tomorrow. Kate Daly Show.